Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you again and welcome into the show officially. Great to have you alongside Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Good to be with you at Real Golf is where you can find us on X. Search for Real Golf Radio where your favorite podcasts are found. We got a show for you today. Troy Merritt, had a chance to catch up with him following his second round. He was just chilling in the hotel, watching the golf tournament, flipping it over and watching a little high school basketball back in his home state of Idaho, which, obviously is near and dear to my heart. But we won't get caught up on that. Jeff Rude, also, we found him out there in Florida in between rounds of golf and wanted to get his take on some of the things that have been going on lately. So you hear from Jeff Rude coming up and America's favorite caddy. He'll break down a little bit more on PGA National, the bear trap, what makes it so challenging and so forth. So we got some good stuff for you. Plus, you know, I cannot wait, Bob, to kind of bounce some stuff off of you in a couple of minutes here about the ramp up that we have seen with the LIV players just whining about world golf rankings, suggesting asterisks should be applied for major championship wins, and so on and so forth. Ian Poulter now doesn't even want to be part of the Ryder Cup. His feelings are hurt so bad.
That's crazy.
So, you know what? We could roll the tape back from 2.5 years ago when I said, these guys are going to take the money, but what about the stage? What about the thrill of being relevant, of being on the biggest stage in golf, which is the PGA Tour? I don't care how much they want to chirp about louder this and that. The stage is the PGA Tour. The media contracts are all in place. The fans are all locked in. That's where it's played. And you know what? You have to know if you're going to a startup that it is going to take some time. Congratulations on dumping ridiculous amounts of money and courting some of the best players to your tour. Doesn't change the fact that you're a startup. People don't know where to get you. The media contracts aren't in place, on and on and on. And so no surprise that suddenly these guys are starting to have a little FOMO from as they continue to drop down the world ranking list and become somewhat irrelevant in so many different ways. So obviously, you know my feelings on that. Bob, yep. I want to get your take on that coming up next. We'll do that. We'll hear from some of the LIV players, some of their comments. Rory responds to the Taylor Gooch comments. We'll play that for you as well as we get started here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day,
There are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to houseguests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
And this segment is brought to you in part by Callaway Golf and the new Chrome Tour X golf balls. Check them out at callawaygolf.com, the new gold standard in golf. Callaway Chrome Tour and Chrome Tour X. And I'll tell you what, I have a chance to play that golf ball, and it performs really well. If you haven't given it a shot, might be worth just giving it a try. See what you think. Yeah. Find out more at CallawayGolf.com. We can talk about some Callaway irons and some of the changes I'm making to my bag, but we'll do that coming down the road because I still got to get them all built up. But yep. I decided to go full bag of Apex Pros, Bob.
New ones. New Apex Pros.
Well, I've been playing the Pros for 6 years now, right? The 19s, the 22s, and now it's, you know, time to or 21s, was it? I can't remember whatever it is.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe there was the 21s, and now it's the 24s. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm doing two things. Maybe this shows my seniorness, Bob, but I'm adding the A-wedge in the set. Okay. I haven't had an A-wedge in a set, I don't know, maybe since I was a kid. I always figured I would just put a 50-degree wedge in the bag. But when I thought about how I utilize my 50, it's almost always a fairway shot, approach shot into the green.
Right.
And sometimes I spin that. So the wedge part of it, if you get like the jaws, it spins a little bit more, right? Obviously that's what they're supposed to do. And so I just kind of thought, you know, what the heck? Let's go with an A wedge. It's a 50. Yep. It's going to be filled more like an iron shot that I'm used to hitting in there, whether it was a pitching wedge or not. And then there we go. We'll see what goes. And then I'm going to try out a UT for a four iron UT. So I'm going to throw that in there too. So going away from a hybrid to a UT. We'll see how it goes.
There you go.
Anyway, hey, let's get into the topic of the day. And I'm ready to chat about this. You heard it in the open. I think this is rich. I think it's absolutely rich to listen to these players over on LIV basically whining at this stage, saying we were promised we would get world ranking points and we're not getting them. And on and on and on, right? The whole system needs to change because we're not being included. Even though we said we don't need the PGA Tour, we don't want the PGA Tour. We're going to go over here where we can play fewer events, We can make more money, guaranteed. We can spend more time with our families, and we can grow the game. And now all they want to do is
play more.
Play more, be back on the PGA Tour and the major championships that go along with it, and be in that world golf ranking that was set up to try to measure the best players in the world, not just the PGA Tour, but in the entire world. And they developed a system in which they thought would be the most fair, and we've tweaked it. We've seen it tweaked over the years, and now essentially that system, of which they want to be a part of, needs to be either changed or thrown out altogether, suggesting it's completely irrelevant at this point in time, because this little band of breakaway band of brothers over here decided that they do not want, or it's not, they're not being included. So the whole system needs to get blown up. It's rich. I just absolutely cracks me up that everything was greener on the other side. Well, let me tell you what's greener. The money, there's more green in your pocket, but I'm not sure everything else is as green as you thought it was on the other side of the fence.
Well, and as far as the world ranking points are concerned, it's interesting how they want golf and professional golf and the world rankings to adjust to them, not them adjust to what the standard is or what has been set forth. So yeah, the guys are thinking that, you know, that they're not being included, that golf isn't relevant without them, and they are losing relevancy. Exactly. Guys like Taylor Gooch and Bryson and Dustin Johnson and those types of guys that are playing for live. But you know, a guy like Brooks Koepka, he goes out, puts his clubs to work, wins the PGA Championship last year. He is relevant, and he will stay relevant. John Rahm will stay relevant. Cameron Smith will stay relevant. All the guys that are past champions at the Masters will stay relevant. But the guys that didn't have that opportunity and went and decided to take the money without
fully understanding the consequences.
Yeah. And the parachute of keeping them relevant in the major championships. Those are the guys that are whining and saying, guess what? Something needs to change because I can't play the majors anymore.
Bryson DeChambeau on Jerry Fultz's podcast, I think it's Fairway to Heaven, had this to say.
We knew that. Everyone on our side knew that going into this, that is exactly
talk what about
we're
going
to do. That was their leverage point. That's the leverage they had. It's the majors. It's those associations that have the leverage, and they want golf to be a certain way. And you know what? Ultimately, they don't decide. It's the players that ultimately decide. Because if we all stopped playing, we all said, nah, we're good. We don't need to play. What do you think would happen
then? Yeah.
There's that grow in the game mentality, huh?
Yep.
That's the let's do it for everybody else. Oh, wait. No. Nope.
Wait a second. What about us?
Well, yeah. You know, let me tell you what. If those 54 players decided they were done playing,
yeah,
the Masters would still be amazing.
It would still be amazing, and the Masters would still be the Masters.
Yeah.
I was telling you earlier, you know, early on years of the PGA Tour champions, you know, one of the guys that was a former champion at Augusta said to the head of their chairman at that point in time, he said, you know what, let's let the number one guy on the tour from the previous year of the Champions Tour play at Augusta, you know, give him an invite to play at Augusta. And the chairman said, guess what? Everybody wants to play at Augusta. We have our criteria, and we need to, and people need to do what they need to do to be able to fit our criteria.
And that's why they continue to have their criteria and the extend invitations. And Joaquin Neiman earned himself an invitation. One of the other things. So, yeah, we could spend more time on Bryson. We'll do that on the back nine coming up. We'll get the caddy's thoughts on it as well. But the other thing that came across, Taylor Gooch suggesting that there should be an asterisk if Rory were to go on and win the Masters and the career Grand Slam. Rory responded to that, and I was actually pretty impressed. I think Rory seems to be pretty much done with the drama. He all but diffused it with this response.
Look, the Masters is an invitational, and they'll invite whoever they think, you know, warrants an invite. And, I mean, I think, you know, to be fair to Taylor, I think if you read the entire, like, the question and then the answer, it's not as if he just came out with that. I feel like whoever did the interview sort of led him down that path to say that, so I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt there a little bit. He basically just agreed with what the interviewer asked. But at the same time, you know, Joaquin Niemann got an invite, and I played with Joaquin in Dubai a few weeks ago, and he went down to Australia and won. He was in Oman last week. You know, he's been chasing his tail around the world to try to get this, either play his way into Augusta or show enough form to warrant an invite. And I don't know if the same can be said for Taylor.
So, I mean, that was very diplomatic by Rory.
It was.
I mean,
but he was right, because Joaquin Niemann did what he needed to do to get in the Masters, where a guy like Taylor Gooch didn't even try to qualify for the U.S. Open, let alone the Open Championship last year, after he was not allowed into those.
Yeah. Oh, there's no question. And obviously, people were kind of laughing at Taylor Gooch suggesting Rory in majors, a guy that's won one time on the PGA Tour,
yep,
would have anything to say about Rory McIlroy and his major championship wins, right? Well, yep. Rory continued in that pre-tournament press conference at the Cognizant this week there in Florida, and he was basically asked about Chubby Chandler, his former manager. Here's how that conversation went.
I'm wondering the last time you spoke to Chubby Chandler and what... And what do you think motivated him to say what he said, other than making headlines?
I think he's writing a book, so there is that. I spoke to Chubby. I might have saw him in the Middle East, actually, at the start of the year. So you never know. He might know a few things. Who knows?
Well, he started by saying there's a good chance you'd go to live, and then he's at the end it was 10%. So is there a percentage that he
somewhere in the middle, maybe? Who knows?
And he's laughing all the way along, right? So I don't know what to make of that. If it wasn't Rory, I would start to wonder if that guy that was responding that way wasn't considering a move to live. But that would shock me, given the kind of comments Rory's made over the years about that. It would surprise me if he had that big of a change of heart. Well, interesting stuff. Okay, coming up, we're going to check in with Troy Merritt out of the Cognizant Championship at PGA National. Stay tuned. This is Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and let's head out to Palm Beach Gardens and the Cognizant Classic at PGA National. Troy Merritt joining us right now. He's a two-time winner on the PGA Tour. Troy, how's it going, man?
Hey, doing all right. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, we just switched sponsors from the Honda to Cognizant, and they were flying a banner overhead behind an airplane saying that you could rent a new Honda for $299 a month. Kind of strange.
So the local dealer decided they weren't giving up just that easy.
Yeah, I mean, it's been hard this year. I mean, I don't play this one too often, but to trade it in the Honda minivan for an Escalade this week is a little bit of an upgrade.
Oh, really?
Ooh, that's quite a bit of an upgrade. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll let it slide this time, I guess.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Well, she's not out driving it. She's driving the minivan from the. That's the way I read that, huh, Troy?
Yeah, she back at home being the chauffeur for the boys.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. And you're watching a little hoops, huh?
Yeah, it's day two high school state tournament in back in Idaho. A buddy of mine that coaches my oldest son coaches the Eagle Mustangs. They lost yesterday to Timberline. But they're up one at halftime against Lake City. And then the school that my boys go to, a smaller school, they won their first game yesterday. And three of the top four teams in the state are all in their conference, and all three of them won. So they got a big matchup today against a team that's beat them two out of three times already this year. So it should be a good one tonight.
All right. There you go. Bringing back some memories. That's where Troy and I first met was back in those days. That was like 32 years ago, though. So it's been some time.
They don't have ball boys anymore. They can get stuck in the ball bags.
Hey, well, all I can tell you is I'm qualifying. I'll be qualified age-wise for the senior tour next week. So if that makes you feel as old as I feel, there you go. It's been a while since we were all playing basketball.
Yeah, you forget about how young and how far all the kids hit it out here. I don't feel young at all.
No?
No, they all got ball speeds 190 and club head speeds 125 and hit it 30 past me. And yeah, 38's old out here.
Hey, but that's you know what though? You've obviously been doing something right, because you're still there at 38, which is saying something.
I just bribed the right people.
Okay.
There you go. So tell us about the golf course this week. You said you don't play it much, but tell us about that one there at PGA National.
Yeah, it's one I typically take off. Not that I don't like it at all, but I like to play the six on the West Coast, and it was always the one right after that, so it was always a good reason to go back home. But this year, that's not the case. It's a really good challenge, and the rough is down a little bit this year, and they changed number 10 from a 4 to a 5. The stroke average is the same, but you know, one shot better on the leaderboard is nice. You know, the cut's always even or over par around here, but looking like it's going to be 2 under this week. And it was quite windy this morning. We hit some shots that you just kind of hit, and you hope that it finds land at some point. And just this one, you can't take any shots off. So it's fun watching the boys battle from the comfort of my hotel room. I just wish the breeze was blowing as hard now as it was all morning.
So you're sitting there currently, kind of right on the cut line there at 2 under. You feeling pretty good about that one making it in?
Yeah, feeling pretty good. Feeling a lot better now than when I finished. It was a tough finish. I hit an 8 iron just like I wanted from 138. That flew about 132 and came up short on 17. Didn't get it up and down, and then played 18 smart. Hit a nice tee shot down the middle. Laid up with a beautiful 8 iron. Chipped a pin wedge from 117 right at the flag that went 105 into the bunker, and then made another bogey. And yeah, walked off thinking, oh boy, I hope I didn't just blow one there after hitting shots like I wanted and making bogeys. But it's playing tough enough that looks like 200 is going to be okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at that 18th hole, and it does look like you played it pretty good. I mean, nice spot off the tee, nice safe right side of the fairway, and then leaving yourself on your second shot there with a good angle in. What happens on those shots? You said you hit it 117, came 105. What was it? Wind? What was it? Just miss? What happens there?
No, yeah, the wind whipping in at about 2:30, 2 o'clock. So 117, I'm chipping a pitching wedge that I normally hit about 142, 143, playing about a 130, 132 shot, coming down right on it, and it goes 105. Just got hammered by the wind. It was probably blowing a good 20, 25 at that time, gusting maybe a hair higher when we came through the bear trap. And yeah, the wind just got me on 17 and 18. And I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
So the course, like you said, the rough is down a little bit. Is the course a little, is it dry as far as the greens and those complexes are concerned, or is there still a lot of moisture in the greens to be able to hold shots?
These ones, I always find it hard to get them to hold on the Bermuda. It's usually just because they're so slick and they're so fast, and then they get so crusty that usually it's kind of a splat and release kind of golf course. This morning it was even like that this morning. Nothing real soft, stopping real quick unless you're going into the wind, and you can't play every hole into the wind. But, you know, it's just you really have to control your ball the best you can out here. Hit as many fairways as greens as you can, and just hold on to your hat when the wind is blowing really hard.
Yeah, and back to that 18th, I mean, you're hitting that shot into the wind, but if the wind doesn't hit it, knowing you've got more club than normally, you know, there's a little water on the other side of that one, right, from that angle?
Yeah, water right on the other side. And when you have enough club to hit the scoreboard out in the middle of the lake, it really makes you think about what you're doing, and you're taking so much off of a club, and you're just at the mercy of any kind of wind gust that comes across, and then I just caught one at the wrong time.
So you'd rather catch the gust and come up short in the bunker than have it not hit it and watch it sail out into the lake, and everyone's looking at you like, what are you doing, huh?
I'd rather the ball fly at the flag end up right next to the flag every time.
There you go. See? I like that.
I gave him a would you rather. I gave him two scenarios. He went with the one that you got to think about. Okay, I'm down with that.
Yeah. The one that he was planning for.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you a strategic question, Troy. You mentioned your wedges and how far you can hit it and that kind of thing. The internet was making a big deal about how Scotty, I think TaylorMade maybe had put an ad out or something. And basically Scotty was calling his distances before he even hit him, and they went through the bag, and he was pretty much right on with all of them. Is that as kind of unique as what it looks like for most of us amateurs that he's dialed in on those numbers, or is that pretty standard for tour pros? That's the first part. And then the second part is how often are you trying to hit your full shot distance, especially with your scoring clubs like your wedges, or are you dialing those back? Do you typically go three quarters or back it off with wedges into greens and things like that?
Well, part one of your 7-minute question, last week, good example, even though Tylus sent me two emails to make sure that I bring golf balls to Mexico, I left my golf balls in Boise. So all I had available were the 2023 Pro Vs, and I play the 19. So it was a brand new golf ball for me. So I did just a little bit of number testing to make sure that it was going as far as I wanted. I hit an 8-iron on the driving range that day. It was into the wind. Normally hit my 8-iron 172 into the wind. The Tylus rep asked me how far that one went. I said I probably went 155, and it went 155. He said normally how far would it go? I'd say 172. He said it went 172.2, I think he said. And then he said, well, hit a 6-iron. So I hit a 6-iron into the wind. He said, how far did that go? I said, it looked like it went about 175. He said, yep, went 175. He said, how far does it usually go? I said, it usually goes 192, 193. Said, yep, it would have gone 192.6. So the tour guys have their numbers dialed down pretty much to the yardage through the bag. Doesn't matter what it is. And like I said, this week, especially when control is such a premium, rarely are you hitting a shot 100% with an iron. You're trying to control it as much as possible. And, you know, typically when you're playing into the wind, right to left wind or left to right wind, especially any kind of hurt, you might take one extra club and really control that flight, and you're not obviously hitting it then 100%. You know, you might be chipping shots at 75, 80%, just to make sure you control the trajectory and the distance.
And so our listeners understand, when you're talking about numbers like that, you're talking about carry distance, not carry and roll distance, correct?
Always, always carry distance. You always want to know how far the ball flies. And then, you know, based on, you know, conditions, you know, green conditions, wind conditions, if you're playing from the fairway or the rough, then you can try to figure out how far that ball is going to release, whether it's forwards or backwards. But you always want to know how far the ball will carry, and you want your land numbers to be spot on.
Hey, Troy, we appreciate you taking some time. So you're playing this week. What's on tap for you the next few weeks on your schedule?
Just going to continue to let it roll. I got Puerto Rico next week, and then I'll play in the Players in 2 weeks. And then I've got Valspar over in Tampa. I'm going to take Houston off and then play the Bolero in San Antonio, not in the Masters currently. And then we've got four in a row right after the Masters. Initially, I was going to play all 11 out of those 12 weeks, but my oldest son reminded me that I'll be gone for a long time. I'll miss all of football season and spring break. So I'm going home for spring break and watching some football and not going to go to Houston.
I like it.
There you go.
Good job being a dad. Troy, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Wishing you the best of luck this weekend, and we'll catch up to you again real soon.
All right, guys. I appreciate it. Go Hawks.
There you go. All right. I like that. We didn't even talk about Caitlin either. So if we had some more time, we probably would have done that. Two-time winner Troy Merritt joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Short break. More of the show next.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Just like our customer, Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog, Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Yeah.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, thanks again for listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and excited to welcome in our next guest. He's a good friend of ours that's been covering golf for a long time. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, over 100 major championships and I think like 80 consecutive, something like that. The guy's invented a whole new segment in golf. Before Twitter became vogue, it was, you know, hate to be rude. And now the whole platform apparently took that mantra on. But this guy's not just rude. He is Jeff Rude himself. Rude, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Well, hey, guys. How are you? I miss you guys.
I know.
Nice to hear your voices.
You know what? We think about you a lot, and we think, you know what? We need Jeff Rude ought to continue to have a voice in the game of golf because you've forgotten more than I'll ever know, and so I think it's great that you take a few minutes to come on to this. It's a pleasure to have you.
Well, thanks. You know, this is the 50th anniversary. I've been around the tour a long time. A few years ago, I caddied on the tour as a summer job when I was in college for Butch Baird, who was fabulous to me, treated me like a son.
That's awesome. It's really cool.
So yeah,
Butch was great.
Been around.
Butch was a good guy.
Yeah, very, very good guy.
And you're still playing golf there in Florida?
Yeah, I still play 3 days a week, you know, and I figured something out the other day, so I can't wait to play tomorrow. And I've only used those words, I figured something out, probably, I don't know, 2 million times in my life.
Yeah, that's the beauty of the game, right?
Yeah. So I'm trying the Manuel De La Torre method of swinging the golf club, and the other day it worked. You know, take the club back with your hands and bring it down with your upper arms, and you know, that's sort of out of the Ernest Jones school as well. So anyway, it's I'm eager. I moved up a tee box too, so I've gone from hating the game to loving the game again. So
okay.
That's my...
You know what? With excited to get back out and play again because you think you figured something. My dad always used to say that's called golf comeback. I want to get back on the golf course real quick. Golf comeback.
Yeah. I played golf with a guy who used to be an instructor at Kapalua. I played with a couple of years ago, and he always kept his right elbow tucked. He was a good player. He shot, you know, I think he shot under par. And I go, what's the deal with you? Keep your right elbow close to your side. He goes, yeah, when I was a kid, I went to a Billy Casper camp, and Billy said the key is you got to keep your elbow tucked in. So
they're still doing
that.
Yeah.
Sweet. It's awesome.
Well, I'm officially a senior golfer next week, so I might be moving up a tee, Rude.
Wow, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Wow, that's a big one.
Let's go.
It's a big one.
But you don't get the senior discounts, only that you're a senior golfer at 50, but not the senior discounts.
Oh,
I've started to get those.
You have? When does that kick in? Like 65? You're not 65.
Like 63 to 65, something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you get the senior discount at movie theaters? Or what?
Oh, yes.
Let me ask the follow-up question. Does anybody go to movie theaters anymore?
It's been a while since I've been in a theater, but... oh, man. That's awesome. All right, Ruth. So, look, this is the topic of the week. I think it's rich that we are hearing the LIV players that are just continuing to chirp about the inequity or unfairness that has befallen them because they don't get world ranking points and they're tumbling down into irrelevancy in a lot of ways, not being otherwise qualified to play in majors, compete in majors, things like that. You know, all we heard was as they were slamming the door on their way out of the PGA Tour is that they were going to spend more time with their families, they were going to be able to play less, and they were going to make more money. And so as soon as they get down there, and by the way, I can roll the tape back from 2 years ago when I said, you know, the day's going to come where they're not going to handle being out of the spotlight and they're going to want to come back in because what they're leaving isn't as bad as they say it is. And I'm just having too much fun listening to this. You know, apparently, even though that money's greener, the grass necessarily isn't on the other side. I'm just curious what your thoughts are when you start to hear, you know, guys like Taylor Gooch that are saying that if Rory wins the Masters, that there might be an asterisk there somehow or any other major because all of the best players aren't in. And when you really look at it, basically what he was saying is that he wasn't in. It's just sort of interesting some of the the commentary that's coming out on both sides. And yet here we are trying to bring everybody back together somehow. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm just curious what your thoughts are in the current state of professional golf.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts. One, the umbrella thought I have is, you know, I've been around the tour for a half century, having caddied out there in 1974 as a summer job. My interest in professional golf has never been lower than it is right now. I'm about as big of a tour junkie as you could find. I mean, you know, I covered it for over 30 years. Went to, you know, over 100 majors. I watch every minute of every major. And the whole thing has kind of turned me off. Okay. I'm not a big fan of Taylor Gooch probably should have gotten in the Masters last year, right? Wasn't that the controversy?
Yeah.
He was good enough to get in. He didn't get in. You know, I think, you know, I mean, to say that he would, Rory would have an asterisk on the Grand Slam if he won without, no, that's just silly. It's silly. But the point that he does make that I think, and I've said this before, I think maybe in your show, I think it's really important that the majors get real. They need to get real. They need to invite, they need to give more sponsors exemptions because of this loophole with LIV. Okay. You know, Dustin Johnson, well, you know, I mean, he won an Open and a Masters, so he's always going to go to the Masters. And, you know, there's a fair amount of Masters champions in LIV that will always go. But the majors need to give the top players exemption, regardless of what tour they're playing.
And I guess Masters...
So they need to adjust.
Yeah. And the Masters did that, right? With an invitation. Joaquin Neiman, for instance, yeah, earned that
they
spot.
They did,
right?
Yeah. I applaud Fred Ridley for doing it. Yeah.
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 Yeah, so he won that event and played really well over a period of time, and winning on the Asian or the Australasian tour, and because of that, he merited that exemption. But it's kind of interesting that, you know, a league, LIV Golf, decides to make a breakaway and promise their guys that they're going to get world golf ranking points, and now they're not getting world golf ranking points, and they expect the PGA Tour and the world of golf and professional golf to move to them and them not move to what they need to do to get the world ranking points and being on all the majors.
Was that promise put on paper?
It's been commented by two or three players now that are playing with the LIV Golf League and said that that's what they were promised from the beginning.
But whether that was contractual or not, Jeff, I don't know. I haven't read that.
Yeah, well, if it's contractual, it's breach of contract.
Right.
So, you know.
My guess is it was Norman making some promises.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if they went to 72 holes, would they get world ranking points?
Be closer. That's one of the boxes that they want them to check.
Right.
Yeah, and have more opportunities come in and out of the league or people to qualify for the league.
Right. Yeah. You know, the other thing about LIV golf, and again, you know, I don't object to guys taking money. I mean, where else is Pat Perez going to get $10 million? Or somebody told me that Perez last year averaged 74 and made $7 million. I mean, that's just cuckoo money. That's there's no business model for it. It's just, you know, the Saudis with the bottomless pit of oil money willing to pay that. And it's, you know, I mean, we've never seen anything like that. And so, John Rahm obviously was the big one, Cam Smith before that, and Koepka, although Koepka, you know, was in a slump when he signed. He had backslid a little bit before rising back up. But it's one thing to take the money. It's another thing you got to play with nobody watching.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, where would you rather play, in big events where there are people watching and cheering, and where you're feeling the love, where you're connecting with people? I mean, just because they go to LIV doesn't mean that people have to watch it. I mean, I've watched part of one tournament. It doesn't appeal to me. And this business about growing the game, you know, that whole thing that, you know, in the first year or two, I mean, just again, let's get real. I mean, you know, put down the crack pipe. You're not growing the game. There's only one thing a touring pro can do to grow the game. There's only one thing professional golf can do to grow the game. Only one thing. And that's to get the top players to play against each other more often. Okay.
Yeah.
And now the top players are playing against each other four times a year. Okay. All of the top players. When you throw in the top players from LIV with, you know, the top players from the PGA Tour. So no, it's fractured. It's the game is fractured. And so this grow the game thing, you know, give me a break. Go sell crazy somewhere else.
I love it.
Your thoughts about Anthony Kim jumping back in and deciding that he's going to play, and he's playing in his first event on LIV Golf as well.
Yeah, I don't really have any thoughts. I knew AK back, you know, when he was in his prime. I enjoyed being around him. I thought he was interesting. You know, I remember doing a story on him in around 2006. It was right before the, I think the Super Bowl in 2006. He used to stay up all night, you know, talking with friends and stuff. I enjoyed his company. He was a different guy. But has he been relevant in 16 years since the 2008 Ryder Cup? I don't know that he has. So, you know, the major championships, the majors turn me on. Okay. So the Capital One hit and giggle, you know, the lesser events, don't really appeal to me. And so Anthony Kim playing an LIV event doesn't, you know, good for him, but that doesn't mean I have to watch.
Jeff Rue joining us here on Real Golf Radio. That's interesting. You mentioned the Capital One. I'm assuming you're talking about the match with the LPGA players and the PGA Tour players that play. They came out and said it was the lowest rated that they've ever had in that, ninth edition. And I can't say that I watched the entire thing. I like the premise of it. I even like more so that getting the ladies and the guys together. I think the more we do that, the better. You talk about growing the game. That to me, that might be a little bit of an effort there.
Right.
So I was bummed out to see that it had lesser ratings than some of the other ones. But I just curiously, that one wasn't something that just jumped out, and that wasn't must watch for you. You don't necessarily need to see the players out there just screwing around, having fun. You're more about, you know, high level, you know, competition is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, real
from you.
Competition that makes guys nervous, that makes guys sweat, that makes guys not sleep at night, you know, that makes guys yell at their caddy on the range before a Sunday of a major championship final round. I mean, you know what? Yeah. I mean, stuff that matters. I mean, you know, what does the final round of the LIV mean other than, you know, $4 million? I mean, it doesn't. But, here's how out of it I am. I didn't even know the Capital One thing was going on the other night until I got a text from somebody saying, are you watching this? You made a reference to it. And had I known about it, I actually might have turned it on simply to watch Rose Zhang play golf.
Right.
Out of curiosity.
See, and I think that was actually something, for whatever reason, they didn't promote it like they have in years past. That's the comments that I'm hearing more often than anything else is that we didn't know about it. There was no promotion. So that's unfortunate for whatever reason. Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, Jeff, and we don't, you know, we've got a lot coming up. Obviously the Players is not far away, but the Masters is on the horizon. Right. I know for you, that was a special one, as it is for Bob and me as well. What do you, I guess, when you think about the Masters, what is it about the Masters in your mind that is just makes it such a great event?
Oh, wow. A whole bunch of reasons. You know, it's history. It's the feel that you get there. You know, it just feels important. It's the toughest ticket in sports. I mean, throw that in the crock pot. You know, the golf course, the fact that the players care so much about it. I mean, that creates the value of a golf tournament is how much do the players care about it. And yeah. So, you know, to me, yes. And the Masters is, what was the old line? I can't remember who wrote it, decades ago. The Masters is fun and the U.S. Open is work. It's the whole back nine feeder, those golf holes. So there's a whole bunch of different reasons.
I assume and you'll be tuned in watching that.
Well, every minute of it. I want to buy two tickets because my girlfriend wants to go. She's never been. So I'm trying to figure out a way to buy two tickets. If you guys have any ideas, direct message me. But, I've never been there as a patron on a Sunday, which would kind of be a cool thing to go out there and, on a Sunday. But, the other thing about the Masters is why it's so good is we used to have to wait 8 months to get to it from the August PGA Championship to April. Now we have to wait 9 months from the British Open in July to April. So that's another reason. I mean, we missed the majors now for 9 months. So throw that in the crock pot.
I love it. You got the juices going, man, as you always do. Thanks so much for taking some time. It's always, like I said, it's just always good to hear your voice. And we appreciate we're 25 years of doing Real Golf Radio this year. And you certainly were one of the guys that was instrumental in helping us out along the way. So we appreciate that. And it's great to have you on. Hopefully we'll be able to do it again.
Well, I'd love to do it. And again, as I said before, you guys have an open invitation. Come down here to Orlando and play golf with me. I've got a guest room with your name on it.
Oh, I like
you
that.
You got it.
I like
Sounds
that.
Good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. That'd I got to move great. Up a tee right, with guys. You. I'm going to be a senior golfer, so I'm coming up there.
All right.
So.
All right. Enjoy. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. There you go. Jeff Rue joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. Love that guy. Appreciate him taking a few minutes. Short break. More of the show coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I'm Ryan Daniels. There could be major windswept storms, maybe sandstorms, through the early part of this weekend in parts of the Rocky Mountain Desert in the U.S. The National Weather Service calling for Saturday's winds in Nevada and Utah to hit 60 miles per hour or more. Forecasters calling for localized wind bursts of hurricane strength in some places on Saturday. There are also blizzard and winter weather warnings in much of the mountainous regions nearby. At the same time, a wildfire continues raging out of control in Texas. It has recently become the largest ever in that state's history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire in the northern Texas panhandle has burned over 1 million acres and is only 3% contained. There's a lot of political action at the Texas-Mexico border Thursday. USA's John Schaefer explains.
President Biden and former President Trump both visited the U.S.-Mexico border Thursday. Trump met with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and held a rally in Eagle Pass.
Very dangerous border. We're going to take care of it. Thank you.
That rally at a riverfront park, which has become the focal point of Texas's struggle against illegal immigration. In Brownsville, Biden urged GOP lawmakers to approve a bipartisan border security deal.
A person who's thinking about entering the United States understands that cases to be decided in a few weeks or months instead of 5 to 7 years. They're less likely to come in the first place.
Just like that, former President Trump is back on the primary ballot in Illinois thanks to an appeal filed Thursday. It comes in the wake of an Illinois circuit judge's ruling to exclude Trump from that state's primary ballot later on this month. Judge Tracy Roberts said in her ruling that she was compelled to agree with the Colorado State Supreme Court, placing Trump in violation of the Civil War era 14th Amendment insurrection ban on U.S. political candidates. The judge's order was paused until the Appellate Court of Illinois hands down a final order on the matter. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning that any deployment of Western troops to Ukraine could escalate to nuclear conflict. During his annual State of the Nation address, Putin asserted that Moscow possesses the capability to strike Western targets should they send troops to support Ukraine. However, he dismissed claims of Russia planning an assault on Europe as nonsense. Putin emphasized the grave threat posed by the potential for conflict involving nuclear weapons, which could result in the destruction of civilization. Former President Donald Trump thanking U.S. Supreme Court justices for agreeing to hear arguments in his immunity claims case over charges he interfered in U.S. government election proceedings after November 2020. He expressed gratitude via Truth Social this week after the High Court decided Wednesday to hear his immunity argument and make a ruling. The election case is currently on hold, so no trial can happen until the immunity issue is resolved. The Supreme Court hearing will take place the week of April 22nd. It could take several months to resolve the issue. Not all flowers smell sweet. Corey Myers has more.
Crowds are gathering once again to inhale the vile smell of a rotting corpse, just the Amorphophallus titanium, otherwise known as the corpse flower. It's an endangered tropical flower that only blooms once every 7 to 10 years for 1 to 3 days, releasing a pungent odor when it opens to attract flies to pick up some of its pollen and spread it around.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
And we're brought to you in part by Zions Bank. Zions Bank is for you. Welcome into the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor. He's Bob Casper. Great to be with you. We have a fun hour planned for you here on the back nine. You just heard from Jeff Rude as we went to break there at the top of the hour. And always love bringing Jeff back. Look, this is a guy that's covered, as he said, over 100 major championships. He's been out on the tour, or was out on the tour, for a very long time. So why not bring him back, help him have a voice, get some context and perspective, right? I love that kind of stuff. Well, when we were done with that interview, it continued for a while.
It just kept rolling.
And I thought, you know what? We're going to repurpose some of this. So some of the things that's kind of cool about today's podcast and what makes it kind of interesting is this sort of unfiltered behind the scenes discussions around the game of golf. So it turned into this interview to just Bob, Jeff, and me talking golf. And it was relative to the conversation that we have. And so we're going to replay some of that for you. Plus, we're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy coming up here on the back nine, hour number 2 of the show. And he's going to talk a little bit about the bear trap as well.
Yeah, it's exciting. We are now away from the West Coast, and we're to Florida, which means we're getting that much closer to the Players Championship and the Masters. This is a great time of year. We're starting to see some great weather and all that kind of thing now that we've moved away from the West Coast, and it's going to be fun to watch the golf as it continues on.
Yeah, well, it is unfortunate that the weather that we had, but hey, how about Jake Knapp's win? I know you were overseas. But did you get a chance to see what Jake Knapp did last week? I mean, that was pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I saw what he was able to do, and I saw that he won the golf tournament. But on a broadcast or whatever, I wasn't able to watch it. But yeah, it was awesome to see him win and to see where he's come from being a security guard, to becoming a guy that goes on tour and wins a golf tournament on the PGA Tour.
Look, the guy was a bouncer a couple of years ago, made it through Korn Ferry, got his PGA Tour card, and in his ninth start gets the dub. He's got such a smooth swing. He's got a little John Daly in him a little bit with the mullet and whatnot, but a great story with his grandpa and his legacy, who has just recently passed away. I think that guy is somebody that you can root for, and like Nick Dunlap, a new winner out here on the PGA Tour. We're going to get into it all next. More with Jeff Root as well, right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to houseguests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back into the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com. Find out about the all-new Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course. The Resort Center Hotel that's going up with its 25,000 square feet of convention and meeting space, the 15,000 square foot specialty spa, which is going to be amazing, the restaurants that are going to be inside there, the pools, the activity center, everything that's going to be available. Of course, there's going to be a pickleball facility, a water park. I mean, it goes on and on. And the PGA Tour is coming for a FedEx Cup fall event this October the 10th through the 13th. Find out about exclusive real estate opportunities at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. And I'll tell you what, I've had a chance to be down there for the last few weeks. Units are selling quickly. There's not very many multiple bedroom units left. So if that's something that you're interested in, you should definitely go to blackdesertresort.com, sign up for that information as soon as possible. But it is certainly impressive, and I'm anxious for every one of our listeners to have a chance to play that golf course. Truly is something special. Jeff Root joined us in hour number one, and we continued that conversation with him after the official interview. But some of that stuff was too good to not keep talking about. And so We kind of edited some of the best stuff down and wanted to hit it because it's topical. Here's the second part of our conversation with Jeff Rude.
White Stuff was a great interview. I mean, particularly after you got done playing, you don't want to interview him after you shot 78. my favorite quote about White Stuff ever, and I don't think I wrote it, but I've told the story many times that Bruce Witzke, who was my favorite tour player of all time, you know, he and I were talking in Naples about 16 years ago. I was down there doing a bunch of Hate to Be Rude videos at the senior tournament there. And I was telling Bruce about when I broke into golf writing in the late 70s of how I used to have to wear a yellow hard hat because, I mean, Bob, you know these guys. Your dad played against a lot of these guys. A lot of them were tough hombres. I would rattle off, you know, why I would have to yell. I'm talking to Litsky, and I go, yeah, I would have heard. I tell these kids now who are breaking in, you know, I had to deal with like Dave Hill, and Litsky like turned his head, put his hands over his face, says, oh no, and then I said Raymond and Lanny, oh no, J.C. Snead, oh no, Leonard Thompson, oh my god. And then Tom Weisskopf, and Litsky stopped and he goes, let me tell you about Weisskopf. He goes, I played a lot of golf with Weisskopf, and on the first tee, I felt like I was playing with the most charming man alive. By the time we got to the 10th tee, I felt like I was playing with a serial killer. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You know, I loved talking golf with him. You know, I did a column on him maybe my last year at Golf Week, 2014 maybe, where he talked about his alcoholism and how he quit, you know, when the new century rolled in, you know, at the beginning of 2000. And he did it so, you know, we could try to help people who might have a problem with alcohol and or, you know, or on the edge. And he was fantastic. But a very candid guy, I think it was 19 years ago. And this is Bob, tell me if you felt this with your dad at all. The one thing that I've noticed with, top players, like your dad, Weisskopf, whoever, that when they fall out of the spotlight, they like to be remembered. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I walked the Ryder Cup with Trevino at Medina in 2012 and he had his kid there and he said to me, he goes, this is great that my kid can see how these fans relate to me. I've had, you know, Lanny used to tell me, you know, my boys don't know that I'm a big time player. So it's kind of cool for them to see, you know, that as they, you know, as they grew up. I called Weisskopf up. So I did this piece in 05 for Golf Week called Guys Who Had One Arm and the Green Jacket. You know, guys who almost had it and then didn't have it. Scott Hoke, Hubert Green, Ed Snead, Weisskopf second four times.
Johnny Miller. You
know, Johnny.
Johnny. Yeah, Johnny. You know, Lanny finished the shot back one year when he backhanded a little putt on nine and missed. So I think I had him in there. But so I called up Weisskopf. I tracked him down and where did he go? Idaho or Montana?
Montana.
One of those places. Yeah, Montana. And he was, you know, and I thought, you know, I'm talking to these guys about one of the most painful times of their golf career, okay, of blowing a Masters or almost winning a Masters or regret not winning it. And so I called Weisskopf, and he was fantastic. He would go, this. And at the end, I'll never forget what he said to me. He goes, hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for remembering me. Thanks for calling. Yeah. Thanks for remembering me. And so that was a real sober moment for me to get into the psyche of the former great golf champion who no longer was, you know, I did an interview with Mickey Mantle that ran in maybe 400 newspapers. This is in 78. He came to Jacksonville to the minor league. And he said he still has recurring dreams about playing in the big leagues. There were like three different ones. And he said, I missed the spotlight. and all the adulation. So there is that. So my question to you, Bob, is did you ever feel that your dad missed the limelight?
You know, I think he did a little bit, but as he aged more and more, he realized that he wasn't even sniffing the player that he used to be when he was right in the middle of the limelight. So,
right.
I mean, it was tough for me to get him to go out and play a round of golf with me.
Yes, but let me help answer that question for you. When I caddied for him, when I caddied for him in his final Masters, and we went, and he shot 106, and
I remember that.
Yep, and then he sat there and talked to the media for an hour and a half or something, right there behind 18. You were there.
I remember there. I was in the middle of that interview.
Yep. And then when we walked to the car and I put his clubs in the trunk right in front of the clubhouse there in the circle, he says to me, he said, you know, he said, I got more attention for that one round of golf than I got on all of my 51 wins on tour. So I would answer your question. I know what Bob's saying. His dad didn't play a lot of golf, but I would glean from that comment that he did. And he appreciated the chance to be remembered in that moment. So I would agree with you. And you know what? To bring it full circle, I think these young guys that are over at LIV, they're feeling that way too early. That's what we started with. I think they're feeling they're out of the spotlight. They're becoming irrelevant in a lot of ways. They have all the money, but they miss the spotlight. And I think they're doing it's way too early in their career. So that's what I think.
Well, that you know, that's a beautiful tie back by you to bring that back to that. I mean, how much money do you really want to play in anonymity, you know, or to be, you know, in 10 years, who knows what's going to happen if there's going to be some sort of merger. But So, by the way, your dad, I thought he was a great ambassador. Again, I didn't cover him. You know, he was playing out there in 74 when I caddied. But later when I was at Golf Week and would run into him, it was always a real enjoyable connection. And I thought he was a real good ambassador in his senior years.
I love that he left off talking about your dad right there, Bob. Really, really something special. And, you know, the thing that also reminds me, do you know how your dad used to just love to sit in his green jacket behind the clubhouse at Augusta? And everybody that wanted to talk to him, he went up and talked to them, and they gave hugs and took pictures. I think that's one of the most beautiful things that Augusta does for these champions is gives them that lifetime honor of being there and being honored as a past champion.
Well, and you know, we've been talking about relevancy and keeping that relevancy active and going. And that's what the PGA Tour has done is it's allowed the players to be relevant and to make their way in history. And that's what's important about or the difference between the two as far as the tour is concerned.
Yeah, you're probably not going back to a LIV event and having people be talking about how great it is to remember back in the day when you won this or you won that. But anyway, nevertheless, we're going to talk more about this subject and the topic as we continue. But thanks again to Jeff Rude. Great stuff. Stay tuned. More of the show coming up next.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number. They'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio, brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Check out blackdesertresort.com, site of the 2024 Black Desert Championship, part of the FedEx Cup Fall Series this year, featuring the all-new championship Tom Weisskopf designed golf course. This thing is phenomenal. There's been some new tour tees that have been put in there, and you have the opportunity to go play it right now. Later this summer, the Resort Center Hotel will open up along with all of the amenities inside, including the 15,000 square foot spa, the Basalt Steakhouse, the Latitudes Restaurant, the Owner's Lounge, the 25,000 square feet of meeting and convention space, the spacious pro shop. This thing's amazing. Wait till you see how huge this thing is. Well, there's going to be some serious merchandise for sale in there. And then, of course, there's going to be a pickleball facility, a water park, all of the residential villages, and you can own your part of it by going to blackdesertresort.com. Find out about the exclusive real estate opportunities that are still available. Essentially, people have asked about it. When does it go private? It's never going, quote, private. What it is going to be is what you would call maybe resort private or a resort daily fee with preference given to owners and guests that are staying at the resort.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you want access to the golf course, you're pretty much going to have to own property or be a guest staying. I just think the demand on the golf course will be such that those are going to be the ways that you access it. So private, no, not in the sense of a private club where you have to be a member, but essentially you have to be part of either staying there or owning if you want access. So certainly a good opportunity to get in now, blackdesertresort.com, where you can request more information on that. Oh, so, okay. Thanks again to Jeff Rude. Again, hope you enjoyed that. I loved how he opened up and shared some of the thoughts about Mickey Mantle, how he still longed for the big stage. And I think the way that all dovetailed, he talked about Tom Weisskopf and some of the other players. He asked you about your dad. I know what you were saying. Your dad knew that there was more to life than the spotlight and the stage. And he was a pretty humble guy and he spent a lot of time with his family and so forth. But seeing him there at the Masters and the way that they embraced him and the way he so enjoyed that, it was something that, you know, more than anyone, that he looked forward to every single year. So I love that. And I do think that these players appreciate the kind of spotlight and stage attention that they get for playing good golf on those big stages. And there's no way you can replicate that in a startup. I mean, looking at Anthony Kim coming back. I mean, this guy played in the Ryder Cup, the President's Cup. This guy was, I mean, he had a cult following. And you see him teeing off to like a smattering of applause. I mean, it was like as if no one was there. Now they're over in Jeddah or whatever. So it's a long ways away. But It's just not the same. And so I think when you're seeing and hearing the comments of these players feeling somewhat irrelevancy starting to set in because they're tumbling down the world golf rankings, I think that is something they shouldn't be feeling at this stage of their career, but is somewhat of a consequence for their decisions to going to essentially a startup.
Well, and that, and you know, you were talking about the Masters too. That's what's really cool about Augusta. They honor their champions. Mm-hmm. Their champions are always relevant. They're always a part of the week and the Masters. They have a champions dinner, and the best players in the game have all won at Augusta. And so to be able to be relevant, to be able to wear that green jacket around the week that you're there, to be able to talk with people and have people come up to you and be excited to take pictures with you and that kind of thing. Those are the things that what those guys love. And those are the things that those guys that are playing on in the LIV Golf League are missing out.
Speaking of the appeal of the green jacket, Rory was asked about how much longer. Well, you can hear the question and answer here from Rory earlier this week in his presser at the Cognizant in Florida.
You know, I've been a pro. I turned pro in 07. So was this my 17th year? You know, another 17, I'll be 51. Yeah, I'd say I'm pretty close to the turn at this point, if not a little bit after. Maybe on the 10th green or 11th tee.
Do you think you can sustain the same hunger for the next 17 years?
No. For the next 17, no. I'd say for the next 10, absolutely. But 17 seems like a stretch.
That's kind of the goal, 10 more good years?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Or a green jacket and just walk away.
Karen.
Or a green jacket and just walk away. Just drop that one at the end.
I love that. You know, you'd be one of six guys in history to complete that career grand slam. You know, you've got Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, excuse me, not Palmer. He lacked by one. Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Tiger's done it a couple of times. Jack's done it a couple times. And that's a huge milestone in the history of the game. And for Rory to be able to accomplish that, should he get the Masters, which I would love to see him do it this year, then, if you want to, you can ride off into the sunset.
He wouldn't do that, though.
I don't think so.
I mean, as much as he says that, and probably if at any point in time in professional golf you could get worn out by all the goings on outside the ropes, it would be now, right? You heard Jeff Rude talk a little bit about the how he's never had less interest in the professional game, right, given all the stuff right that's going on. I think it's wearing everybody out. But yeah, so I don't think he does. If he wins this year, if he wins in 6 weeks, I don't think he's walking away from the game. Nevertheless,
no,
I love what he said. He would definitely walk away in immortality, to your point, having yes been one of now seven, if you were to do it, to have completed the career grand slam. Here's what he had to say. A lot of people questioning and writing about whether or not Rory would go to LIV Golf, as his former manager, Chubby Chandler, suggested. And here's that question in response.
I'm wondering the last time you spoke to Chubby Chandler and what and what do you think motivated him to say what he said other than making headlines?
I think he's writing a book. So there is that. I spoke to Chubby. I might have saw him in the Middle East, actually, at the start of the year. So you never know. He might know a few things. Who knows?
Well, he started by saying there's a good chance you'd go to LIV, and then he's at the end it was 10%. So is there a percentage that he
somewhere in the middle, maybe? Who knows?
So he's laughing all the way around, wrong. You know, it's somewhere between, you know, his good chance and 10%. And he said somewhere in the middle. He was drinking water. He was smirking the whole way and laughing it off. I don't take it seriously. Look, here's my take. Rory has said in the past that if LIV Golf were the only tour available to play, he would quit.
Yep.
That's stronger than John Rahm saying, I don't think it's real golf. I've decided I'm good. Well, I have plenty of money, yada, yada, yada. And then choosing to take the money. That's not that. It seems that his riff with Greg Norman is stronger than just this PGA versus LIV thing. I don't see him at this point going and working essentially for Greg Norman.
You know, and you talked about John Rahm, and you mentioned John Rahm just a second ago. John Rahm had some answers to some questions this week regarding why he went. And I, you know, it all came down when we started talking about it when John Rahm left. he's hedging his bet that the PIF is going to work out an agreement with the PGA Tour and that he's going to have the ability to go back. I even spoke with Peter Cowan, who is Ben Cowan, who is the chief tournament business officer. He handles all the golf events for the DP World Tour. I had dinner with him basically there in Morocco, and he feels that before Augusta, there will be some type of an agreement in part to rectify the situation in the split of golf. So
really?
I thought that
before
was kind of
Masters.
Interesting as well. Before the Masters, yes. By the end of the month.
I mean, that seems awful fast.
Yep.
Given
lots
where they seem
between now and then.
Yeah, given to where they seem to be at the moment.
Right.
Wow, that's some interesting stuff there. So you talk to a guy that's probably in the know and suggest that a deal is imminent, huh?
Yeah, and they were floored by Rom making the jump and basically leaving the current status of professional golf on the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour.
Interesting. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Because I asked him specifically, I said, do you think something's going to be done before Augusta and the Masters? And he goes, yeah, I think something in part will be done and figured out by then.
I would say that's somewhat breaking news.
Yeah.
By you. So, yeah. Well, look, the one thing that I think we can all agree on, and Rory has said that, you know, getting all the best players on the same, you know, the same schedule, playing in the same events more often is best for the game of golf. And to Jeff Rood's point, the fact that he's, you know, weary, if you will, I think fan weariness through this whole process is real. And it's something that has been bad. I mean, they talked about the ratings for the recent match between, mm-hmm. you know, Rory and Homa and Rose and Lexi. And I, you know, it made me sad because I hope those kind of events will continue and they'll do well. But I think they did a bad job of promoting that event. I didn't even really know about it until a couple of days before.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Jeff Rood said. He didn't know about it until it was in the middle of it. And so there was a little bit less build up to it, and I don't know. I think it also maybe is a little bit of viewer fatigue. I'll tell you what, if somehow the Masters ratings are down in any way, that's going to be telling as to where the fans currently stand. I wouldn't bet on that. I think they'll be all-time high ratings.
I agree.
But that's because it's the Masters. Hey, when we come back, it's America's Favorite Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog, Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're in luck if you want to make a career out of saving the planet. According to a new IBM and Morning Consult study, most employers are looking to hire or train people with both green and tech skills. IBM is stepping in to help by giving students, job seekers, and career changers access to free online courses to earn credentials on these topics. The courses offer basic training for green tech jobs in just about any industry. More courses and credentials are being added all the time at skillsbuild.org. Justina Nixon, Chief Impact Officer.
Rewarding jobs that help the environment now have a strong technology component. Employers really need people that can combine both disciplines. IBM Skills Build is a great way to get prepared for careers in the new green economy.
IBM Skills Build also provides free resources available for teachers, like student activity kits and lesson plans. Head to skillsbuild.org and see how free courses and credentials on green tech topics can give you an edge. Sponsored by IBM.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and of course, America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Can't ever get tired of hearing that, right? And we welcome in America's favorite caddy. What's up, caddy?
Yeah, that if that doesn't pump you up and get your day going, I don't know what does. That's a great theme song.
Did I ever send this to you? Like, did you make this your ringtone?
I can either confirm or deny the phone number that you could call to discern that.
Oh, man. Can you imagine if you're just... sitting there with a group of people and all of a sudden your phone rings and it sounds something like.
There are bag rats.
I mean, that would be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, that'd be a highly downloaded ringtone if it was one. Right.
Oh, man. So, Caddy, we were just looking at Nick Dunlap in the middle of his second round. You know, there's starts and then there's birdie, bogey, eagle, par, par, eagle, as in hole-in-one on the 7th. That's pretty good. You know, there's been some low numbers, not only just Nick Dunlap, he's charging a shot back as we speak, but there's been some low scores out there. I didn't think the Bear Trap was supposed to give up 66s and 65s and that kind of thing.
So the physical change to the course, the fairways are a little wider. Now the rough is down, according to my intel. The rough is down. So... It goes back to the same old story, though, and I haven't watched it yet, but you know what it is? If the greens are holding, that place relies a lot on the wind, right? It's a condition-driven scoring golf course. But they softened it up, as in widening the fairways a little bit, letting the rough down. Number 10's now a par 5. It's about 20 yards longer than it was as a par 4. So that's going to make the red numbers 4 shots different than last year when it's not too much different a hole. So it's kind of like, okay, you know, if 14 under one, it would have been 18 now. So I'm going to guess that the gentler PGA National idea was, look, I think some guys don't play there because they don't want to get beat up.
Mm.
It was always one of the toughest courses on tour. And the wind can really blow there, and it's really tough when it blows through that Bear Trap. It's hard enough as it is, but man. So, condition specific, that's the thing. It's always condition specific.
So talk about the Bear Trap. Talk about what makes those holes really difficult.
Well, the number one thing is when you have a left to right green with trouble on the right, think of 12 at Augusta, think of 14 at Muirfield Village. And that describes the 2 par 3s in the Bear Trap. For a right-handed good player, which most tour players are, the pull hook is the miss. And when you pull hook it, it goes long left, and that's definitely missing the green. And now it's over the green and a hard place to get it up and down from, which are those two bunkers. Or the hill on 17, and if you float it, it's going right in the water. So it's just it's a much easier hole for a left-hander, just like 12 at Augusta is. 10-14 but it's a hard shot. When you have a lofted iron going to the left to right green and you got a hazard short right, that's a prescription for high scores on a short hole. And you can go to 10 at Riviera for the same idea. Same thing. So that's just the design. That's the number one thing, is that is a difficult design for a lofted club. And then you throw the wind in and it makes it that much harder. So there you go.
Okay. Breaking down the bear trap right there. America's favorite caddy. I like it.
Yep.
Hey, so do you want to get into the topics of the day that we're hitting?
Topics of the day.
Yeah.
It sounds like a game show. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it is kind of a game show. Well, it seems like it's turning into one. But here's the thing is it is this has been a week of live players and their increasing grievances that seem to be coming to a head.
Whining. So
we've got Taylor Gooch suggesting that if Rory McIlroy were to win the Masters and the career Grand Slam, that there ought to be an asterisk, which actually Rory handled the situation, I thought, really, really well. And then there's Bryson DeChambeau saying they can't keep us out. And if the players stop playing, what's going to be left of golf? And Ian Poulter says, look, the way they treated me, they didn't want me a part of this, and I don't want any part of the Ryder Cup. I mean, it just is kind of a... And we ended up with an interesting conversation with Jeff Rude that talked about relevance and how he interviewed some of these old players that used to be greats and they were old now, and how, and he referenced Tom Weisskopf, who thanked him for calling to talk to him and remembering him. This was several years ago. And he said it really kind of resonated with him that these players kind of missed the spotlight. And it seems like the players, and we talked about this 2 years ago when all this was going down, regardless of how much money they're making on Live, they're short on spotlight. They're short on the stage, and they are kind of feeling those same feelings that maybe Weisskopf and some of the other guys were feeling, but way too early in their career. I don't know. What's your thoughts on some of that?
100% in agreement with that idea. Absolutely. 100%. I don't understand. I think JT had a good way of describing why he wasn't interested in the Live. He said, basically, look, I like my life. I got a ton of money. I don't even know what I'm going to do with it. And I just want to compete. And I want to compete on the tour. And I want to compete. And, you know, I don't understand it. When they say, oh, well, I need to think about my family. Okay, so you've got people with $50 million net worths basically telling me that I'm a failed individual because I'm never going to make that much money and I can't take care of my family unless I make more than $50 million. I mean, so you can throw the money part right out the window because everybody going there has a ton of money. I mean, you know, you can always argue, well, how much do you need, right? Okay, well, you don't need very much. You get shelter and food and taking care of some things. But so I don't get it. Everybody's got their own mindset, though. We're in a free country, so why you choose to go from freedom to being told what to do? I wouldn't do that. If I'm a high profile golfer who's going to get $100 million contract, that means number one, I'm worth a lot of money anyway. Number two, I get to make my own schedule playing the PGA Tour. I have complete freedom. Why would I give that up? Now I got to play when and where someone tells me to play. Period. I don't. There's no freedom. Why am I giving all that up? And I don't know. I definitely have an opinion on this. But yeah, giving up. That's what's fun. One of the fun things about playing tournaments is getting the crowd into it and all that part and being on the stage. I think everybody likes being on the stage. Even the introverts like a Ben Hogan. He probably liked being on the stage.
Yeah.
Why else is he out there playing? I mean, that's what it's all about. So I think you have a good point. I feel like, man, if I'm Taylor Gooch, I'm sitting there going, because Taylor Gooch is good, and he was getting good on the tour. He's getting real good. And might Taylor Gooch have won 5 majors? I don't know. We'll never know. We'll never know. Might he have won 10 or 15 tour events? Maybe. Probably. We'll never know. that, you know, I don't know that I'd want to give that up. Because, look, if I'm that good and I'm successful, I'm making a ton of money anyway.
Yeah.
On the tour.
Yeah.
So I don't get it. I just don't get it.
You know, and Taylor Gooch, you know, Rocco Media came out and said, you know, for Taylor to make the comments regarding Rory and an asterisk if he wins, because not all the best players are there, but all the best players that have gone to LIV, you know, the ones that are Masters champions are all playing in the Masters, and the ones that have won recently majors are all playing in the majors. It's only him that's not playing, so to speak. The other thing is, Rocco Media came out and said, wait a second, you got the guy that was the number one player last year on LIV, and he's not even in the majors. He said, first of all, that's an embarrassment. And second of all, you know, be quiet. Don't, you've won once on the PGA Tour. Where's your relevancy? And what makes you think that you can make comments about, you know, that the majors need to change and make the top 12 on the PGA Tour exempt to be playing in all the majors, or not the PGA Tour, LIV Tour, exempt to be playing in all the majors?
Taylor's had some interesting comments. I think the very first event, he was standing there in an interview with DJ and Patrick Reed and going on and on about it. I've never been at a Ryder Cup, but it can't be this good. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's just like, I mean, at that point in time, I mean, DJ had to turn away because he was starting to laugh when he said, you know, maybe just as some counseling here, I'd say maybe don't keep making these comments anymore. Just a thought.
That's true. He compared that LIV golf event to the Ryder Cup atmosphere. The atmosphere at LIV to the Ryder Cup. So the fact that he already has made that statement probably disqualifies him from making future statements. That's kind of the way we should look at Taylor Gooch going forward.
So I'm searching for any more Taylor Gooch comments because they're quite entertaining. Let's not, you know, keep it up. Let's go. Wait, I can't wait for the next one.
So Bryson DeChambeau, also in a podcast with Jerry Foltz, was talking about the official world golf rankings and how that the system is broken. Basically, he's essentially saying that the system is broken because it doesn't accommodate them. I think I've got that quote here. Hang on a sec. I'll play this for you. So see if I can produce on the fly here. All right, so here's what Bryson had to say about the official world golf rankings.
They say, oh, they haven't said one thing or the other. Not doing anything is deciding, and that's frustrating. You know, they said you need certain requirements. We have fulfilled all those requirements despite what everybody thinks. If you go look at their handbook, we have fulfilled every single criteria. It's been over 2 years now. What's going on, guys?
I guess I don't have their handbook here, but let's see, the lack of kind of in and out entry to the 54 holes, the no cuts. I don't think they've quite fulfilled all the requirements for the official world golf ranking. And here's the thing that comes with it is somebody decides to start something new, and then the whole system around the game is suddenly wrong or outdated or needs to be fixed just because someone else decides to do something else. I'm all for these guys wanting to do whatever they want to do. Go do it. Have at it. But don't now think that the rest of the system and how the game of golf is should change to accommodate whatever thing you decide to go out and start. That's the part I have the problem with.
Well, there are just people who have certain attitudes of entitlement in this world, and the players made a decision knowing what the current situation was, knowing where things stood. It didn't take a rocket scientist to understand that they're probably not going to get world golf ranking points. And so again, this is what you give up for more money in your bank account. It's that simple. And you can moan and groan about it all you want, but I'm never going to cry for anybody who flies around on their own private jet and who chose to remove themselves from competitive golf. That it's nobody forced these guys to retire from competitive golf, essentially. And that's their choice. And so you can go ahead and moan and groan about it. And, you know, look, I believe And who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to see all the best players in the world playing together in as many events together as possible? That's fun. I want to see Bryson DeChambeau playing in an event in a competitive golf tournament. I want to see DJ playing. I'd like to see Taylor Gooch playing. They're all really good players. The problem we have is, at this point in time, is as we go along, how do you determine who the good players really are a year or two from now? Are they still really that good? I mean, I would think they are, but the only barometer we have now, and the only barometer we really ever have, is head-to-head competition when everybody's involved.
Yes.
Where does that happen? Where's that happen?
PGA Tour.
It happens at the majors. It happens at the majors now.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Everybody, well, guess who's not in those majors? Taylor Gooch. He can go try to qualify for the British Open or the U.S. Open. He could try to get in those the way everybody else does who's not eligible. And I hope he does. But that's really the current barometer, the current way of judging is let's look back at the majors from the last 2 years. How did the LIV guys perform in those majors? Well, that's all we really know about how good they are. That's it.
And that's what Bryson said.
There's kind of not another way currently. And they get world golf ranking points when they play in a major, don't they?
They do. Yep.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's how you get your world golf ranking points. You play in an event that qualifies for.
Yep.
Or go play the Asian Tour. You can go get the points. Look at what Joaquin Neiman did. That's why he got invited to the Masters.
Yeah.
He got invited, by the way, right? Well,
yep.
What was the criteria Fred Ridley stated? He didn't say any. Fred Ridley didn't comment. He didn't make any. There was no mention of the LIV in that invite. It was a mention of how well he played previously in the Masters as the number one amateur in the world. And how well he played, he won the Australian event, and then how well he played in the other events, and that's why he got the invite. So good for that. It can be done. And, yeah, I mean, I get it would be nice if they could figure out a way how to rank the LIV players, but I think that's a very, very difficult thing to do, unfortunately. It's a small little group of 40 guys or whatever it is, 50 guys. Whatever the number is, it's a small little group. They're playing 54 holes. It's not really like a golf tournament, in my opinion. I haven't been to one in person, but it's so different, and it's a small little group like that. It's kind of hard to apply the ranking system. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're spot on. Good stuff as always, Caddy. We appreciate you taking the time, and we'll catch you next week.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper. Follow us on Twitter at Real Golf and join us every week on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.